Equinox. The toad shook off two snowy eyebrows with a sudden twitch. Mud shivered in the blowy balm, rippled the juicy ditch. Toad popped its eyes awake, tapped by a warm green witch, and listened for the snake. Between the lines, between the woods and the lip of the lake, the snake wiped itself clean against a brand new blade of grass and practiced looking mean. Scales, skin newly made, wet with excitement and tight on the courage of the unafraid, tongue flapping a small red kite. Snake kept its body low in weight and saved its bite. The toad, heavy and slow with eggs, had to cross the line between new waters and old snow. How could a snake pine sentimentally for what its gut demanded by design? Snake brain cracked like a nut. Coiled venom raging spit leapt from the rut and took the toad, near all of it, into the mouth. But deep the toad moan would not fit, nor drift to easy sleep down in the snake. It caught high in the maw, swimming to keep alive. The monster that followed was dreadful to see as it tried to get out of the hollow. A birth in reverse, blaming the sky for being unable to swallow, for being unable to die.